This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Well, Jade, thank you very much for joining us. And Love, Sweet Love, we've been smashing it. It is a brand new song from Little Mix. We are so pumped for Between Us, which is coming out November 12th, Jade. It must be nice getting back together, writing some new songs with the gals, mate.
Oh, honestly, absolutely loving it. I love that song so much. I mean, obviously, I have to toot my own horn, otherwise that would be awkward if I hated it. But I genuinely really love the song. So, yeah.
And it's good stuff. I mean, thinking about the fact that this is 10-year anniversary, so you're 28 now, you were 18 when this all began. You must look back and go, wow, what a journey. And from where you've come from and where you are now, it'd be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it feels pretty mental, to be honest. I feel like when I was 18 years old, as soon as we won the show, the four of us little babies got put in like a giant catapult.
Yeah.
And then just got flung into the industry. And then it was like 10 years. Went so quick, and now here we are.
I love it, Jade. It's so amazing, these stories, isn't it? Of like, plucked out of nowhere, and you get thrust into the public eye and the system. Is there anything where you go, oh my? Like, do you sit and wonder and go, oh my god, my life has changed so much with this? What points do you miss? Is there anything that you miss from your old life, or you just love it all now?
Yeah, it does get overwhelming. Sometimes for sure, because it's just hard to comprehend. Even now, I've been doing it for 10 years and I still like sometimes forget that like I can't just go to the shop next to my house and, you know, looking awful because somebody might spot us or whatever. But I think the only thing that I do miss is like, yeah, being able to go home all the time, or like seeing my family and friends, you know, like with my nieces and nephew. Every time I come home, it feels like they're so much bigger, and so you kind of miss out on that side of things. But you know, obviously, on the other hand, I'm doing what I love and I get to support my family. And yeah, I wouldn't change anything, I don't think.
No.
What is it about about groups and, you know, like whether it's girl bands, boy bands, where there's obviously a magic to it, because, you know, you've got great artists who are individually good singers, but then there must be something special that comes together when certain people find a rhythm. And how do you think your career would play out if it was just you versus, you know, being with the girls?
I don't think I would have got to this point on my own, genuinely. I feel like the best thing that could have happened to us was being put in the band. You know, I knew I was a good singer and I was talented, but I was super shy and I was really nervous all the time. And the best thing that could have happened was to be put with the girls. And, you know, we all felt that way as well. And from the off, we all had the same vision. Like, nobody wanted to outshine anyone else. And,
wow.
You know, we've maintained that. And I think that is one of the reasons why we've kept going and done so well, is we've always said equal. We'll always remain, you know, the same, and that's kind of why we've had this healthy relationship and got to this point.
You've won 3 Brit Awards, 6 MTV Europe Awards, 1 iHeartRadio Award, 2 Teen Choice Awards, 6 Global Music Awards, 4 BBC Radio 1 Teen Awards, and more. You've won so many awards, Jade. I was talking to my therapist today about confidence, and sometimes I get on the radio and I feel like I can't do my job. I feel like, oh my God, I'm not even funny. I'm shit at my job.
Stop.
Do you ever have that feeling where you go, oh my God, what am I doing here? Did I just fall into this? Do you ever get that imposter syndrome?
All the time. Oh, all the time.
Thank
I feel
God.
Like at, sometimes I sit down, I'm like, someone's going to figure it out one day that I've like scammed my way through the industry and be like, actually, you're a fraud. Get out. No, it's definitely real. Because I think you can get wrapped up in all these awards and all these accolades and it makes you feel special for a minute, but I feel like for me, as long as we're doing music that we really love and you maintain in the friendships and good people around you, then that is the success, isn't it? Maintaining, you know, a good relationship with your family at home and staying grounded, all those things will mean so much more when you're old and grey than like an award sitting on your mantelpiece. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Jade, we have a member of our team who is a massive fan. We're going to say it. Ooh. Meals is her name, and she joins us here, and we forced her. Here she is. We've rolled
so
her
uncomfortable
out.
Just sitting on the side, and I'm like, I'm just going to pop up and it's just going to freak her out. Just like.
Yeah. So She's not a big fan. Her name, kind of whatever.
Her name's Amelia. Amelia, this is Jade.
Hi, Jade.
My middle name's Amelia.
Did you know that?
Did you know it? Like, yes,
I just clicked. I was like,
I changed my name to Amelia for that reason.
Well, we've asked Amelia that she can only have one question with you, Jade, and she's been pondering over this for the last 50 minutes.
You've seen Jade live at least once.
Yeah, I actually had tickets to your concert before COVID hit. Oh. And so, sadly, that was cancelled. So I hope to see you again live. But when I was younger, you were actually a massive style inspiration for me, especially like after X Factor when Wings came out and all that sort of stuff. I know. I actually wore suspenders to Christmas because you inspired me. And I wore suspenders. And I remember growing up and I was so jealous because I really wish I like could dye my hair. And when I actually dyed my hair for the first time a colour, I was inspired by your mulberry purple. And I constantly dyed my hair after that. And I think at that point, that was your real hair as well. And I know now that you're part of like the drag community and stuff as well, that you wear a lot of wigs. Stop laughing.
Yeah.
It's good. We're just trying to find a question.
Good. Did you... What was the question?
You can do this, Amelia.
Just your hair journey. Did it get as wrecked as mine and has it recovered?
Yes. Well done, Amelia.
Honestly, that's one of the best questions anyone's asking. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the stress that I've put myself and my hair under trying to create a cultural reset and be a fashion icon in 2012 amongst your Nicki Minaj's and all these big stars that were doing the most. I didn't realize that these stars were wearing wigs when they had bright pink hair. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to dye my hair purple and now I'm going to dye it blue and now I'm going to dye it gray. And gradually, with each bit of bleach, the hair just fell apart. Yeah. And yeah, it really was a struggle. And all I can do is apologize to you, Amelia, for making you think that, you know, braces, suspenders, bow ties, knee-high socks, all together at once with a purple hair too, was the height of fashion at that time. I made you believe that. And I'm sorry that I put you through that. All I can do is apologize and look back at those photos and think, wow, I really did throw the kitchen sink in with those looks. My hair has recovered.
Thank God.
I'm lucky that I have strong Arab hair, so she did bounce back. But there was a moment in Japan when I dyed it gray and my hairdresser was just like pulling the hair out of my head and was like, you need to start buying wigs. Oh. I was like, all these drag queens have lace front wigs and that's how they do it.
Amazing.
Oh, Jade. Well, it's been bloody lovely hanging out with you. We cannot wait for Between Us and Love Sweet Love is happening so much. Well done to Amelia.
Happy producer.
Jade, thank you for bringing us so much joy in lockdown as well, mate.
Thank you. It's so nice to meet you, Amelia. And hopefully you can come to the tour next year and we can relive our purple hair days together.
Thanks, Jade. Thank you so much, mate. Thanks for hanging out and giving us the time.
Cheers, mate.
Bye. Bye.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.